Hello there, and welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay. Today, I'm going to be reviewing the voice of the CEO and founder of Mind Valley, and his name is Vishen Lakhiani.
Doctors who are happy are 19% better at diagnoses.
I think I've pronounced his name correct. If he ever watches this, maybe you can get back in touch and tell me how I've said that wrong. Anyway, you may or may not have heard of Mind Valley, you may not have heard of Vishen, but I guess because of the world that I'm in coaching and as a voice coach and someone also does hypnotherapy, it's a world that's opened up to me in the I guess holistic self-help realm, because I get lots of adverts on my Instagram and Facebook, and when I'm scrolling through something, his face always pops up and he's always telling me or introducing a new concept or a new speaker that they have working with them at Mind Valley. If you want to check them out, go to their website. But let me just say that they cover a whole range of holistic training that is, I guess, its aim is to improve people's well-being and lifestyles. So that goes from business, you know, health, sleep, diet, all those things. Anyway, getting back to Vishen, I believe he was born in Malaysia, but clearly he's worked in America for a long time. I think might have started in New York, actually, Mind Valley. He's also the author of some books, does a lot of speaking, he's got some courses. So he's been a busy man. But what's interesting, and the reason I wanted to bring his voice to the table today, was because it's just a little bit unusual. And so I guess we should just take a little listen. This is from an interview he had backstage at one of the Mind Valley conventions.
We'd just be obsessed with our career.
So
that if we follow what conventional society says we need to do, we'd just be obsessed with our career, our job,
and obsessed.
Our income, it doesn't really lead to happiness, right?
Yeah.
Your happiness levels start to plateau in America once you hit
plateau. I can hear the Malaysian influence
in income.
It's funny though, because he's one of those voices that I would find very hard to place if I hadn't looked into it, because he's clearly been influenced by those around him. He's been clearly influenced by his parents, clearly influenced somehow by New York, but it's got a real mix, and that's why I wanted to talk about him, because I'm not really here to talk about his accent. I really want to talk about his delivery, in fact, and his preciseness and the way he uses colour and imagination to speak with. I'll play a little bit more first.
And that's nice, but if you really want to live a life that makes your soul sing, where you wake up every day really...
Now, I've talked before on my 100 Distinctly Different Videos video, if you're interested, you can check it out here, about how there's different ways we can adjust our voice to create different character voices, perhaps. And within that video, I also talked about the concepts of Rudolf Laban, who was a dance practitioner who then later transformed his language, you know, language from dancers to actors, and that got used in drama schools, and I was actually trained in Laban. And so there's different efforts, and if you watch that video, you'll understand better. But the specific effort that he seems to tend to use naturally, so in Laban terms, Vishen's voice would be considered dabbing, and dabbing is a selection of light. He uses his voice very lightly, but also it's very direct, so it goes definitely one place. And then it's also sudden, so he kind of jumps and attacks, and it happens very quickly, like that, almost like someone's poking. Dabbing, dabbing, dab, 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 dab. And he's got that quality, and I feel I've got a bit of that myself. So let's listen to it a bit more. I'll go back.
Yeah. Your happiness levels start to plateau in America once you hit around...
Your happiness levels start to plateau in America once you... You see what I mean? He stops, it's a bit staccato. So his dabby voice is quite interesting. But my favourite thing about Vishen's voice is that when he's describing something, he's clearly very visual, and his hands do a lot of the speaking with him. So he draws out pictures in his mind, and he takes it and expands it and gesticulates in such a way that he really, you can watch him, and it's fascinating. You could turn the sound off and watch him, and he's kind of orchestrating what's in his imagination, and it's connected to the way he speaks. So if you watch his hands move, they're kind of they're doing the same thing as his voice is doing, and it's quite fascinating because he's drawing out these pictures from his mind into the air and connecting his speech with them, and that's a very interesting thing to see. And I guess all of us have our own way of doing that. I gesticulate quite a lot, but generally you don't see my hands because they're sort of around the camera lens, but I do a bit of that myself.
75k in income, and that's nice, but if you
and that's nice
really want to live a life that makes your soul sing, where you wake up every day really excited about what you do, don't make it about the money. Don't make it about the title. Don't make it about the income.
His articulation is very clear and very precise as well. He's also one of those people that, I'm not doing his accent here, just his delivery. And I would say that he pauses for a very short amount of time and then takes it and runs with it a bit more. And I think he's, because he's so visual, it's almost like he's reading from his mind. And if he didn't use his hands, if he had to put his hands straight by his side, I think he might trip up. And I think he has to have this freedom. He has to have this connection. I'm quite kinesthetic myself, and I feel that my body has to move. I can't just stand still and talk for ages at a time. I'm moving around. If you sped this video up, you might see my head bobbing like that. But I have to be kind of free. Some people like to be still. Some people like to be grounded in that way. I'm a little bit more up in the air. I'm a bit floaty, and in a sense, I do need to connect myself and ground myself, but I do that through breath. And again, maybe I am a bit visual too, so I do those things with my hands. But vision.
Hey, that brings you joy. Now, for me, that was teaching meditation. I just got obsessed with personal
growth. Obsessed.
And so, even though there wasn't money there, I decided to do it anyway because
he says, even though there wasn't money there, I got obsessed with... Yeah, so you can hear the kind of slight sort of Southeast Asian influence in his voice. But it's so unique. It's very himself.
Money wasn't important at first.
Important.
Did this job.
Money wasn't important. So these and those, you know, it could be these and those. He's kind of clipping that. He's doing that with his tongue. So his tongue's not going so far forward. When he's saying these and those, he's saying these and those. It doesn't quite go into his teeth because it's, you know, the TH sound would be easier to make that th sound if the tongue went into the teeth, but his is further back, so he comes across as D's and D's.
Teaching meditation, recording meditation audios, make my soul sing. Now, when you find something that your soul
something
likes,
same with a something, some rather than something, it's something, so it sounds like a D instead of a TH. And I guess he's very clear, and you know, he's got a very small window of the way he speaks. He keeps his mouth very small and it's very forward, and so even though he's got a kind of a bit of an accent, it's still very clear because of the way he's sending his air, and he's sending his air forward.
You cannot help but get good at it, because happiness is one of the biggest things that's going to fuel your productivity. Science today says that happiness is rocket fuel for productivity. Doctors who are happy are 19% better at diagnoses. Salespeople who are optimist are 55% better at closing sales. Students who are happy do better at their exams. So if you find what makes you happy, you...
A lot of what he says is really scientific, and he's always basing things on science, and he loves to bring in quotes from scientists or from speakers or from other places, and he kind of nails them so well, and he lays it out for you with his hands. And he's a very fast thinker, and he's a fast speaker as well. That might be the New York influence of having worked there for so long. But he's really connected. He's really grounded in his body. So I think he's got a lot of relaxation. He clearly does meditation. I wonder if he does any physical stuff for his body as well. But I wouldn't say he's got a big, loud voice, but you can hear him very clearly. And that's, again, I'm always talking about my fascination with bigger, deeper, more resonant voices. But you don't have to be in order to be heard or to have authority. Because he's, you know, he's a CEO of a huge company, which he's built himself over, you know, many years of hard work. And he thinks fast, he talks fast, but he's very clear and articulate. So I imagine that he's probably got into his position because he's a very intelligent person. And I think you can hear that in the way he speaks.
Cannot help but become so good at it that the money will come. But if you
that the money will come.
Is
like that.
What doesn't make you happy for money then you're kind of leading a dumb life. You're doing what you don't enjoy doing.
He's in his head a lie. He's doing what you don't enjoy doing. Yeah, he really has to search. You can see he looks up a lot as well as he speaks. And this is not necessarily to do his voice, but he doesn't slow down. He doesn't stop. When he pauses, it's for a very short amount of time. And it seems to be punctuated for a purpose. It's almost like he's ad-libbing here, but he's got it all planned out. He knows exactly what he's going to say. So if we're going to take anything from Vision, whether you know him or not, it would be that you can have a smaller voice. And just by through your articulation and your forward placement of air, you can sound a lot clearer. No matter what your accent is, you